Lansing Regional Plant Manager Tony Francavilla, who's on the other end of our line. Tony, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Great. We're just we're excited today. Here we're getting ready to start the regular production of our new Cadillac ATS.
Well, tell us about the Cadillac ATS and about the launch today.
Well, first of all, you know, the Cadillac ATS, the 2013 Cadillac ATS, is a new entry for Cadillac into the compact luxury market. And for the first time, we're really, you know, we're going to be competitive with our European competitors who are really the leaders in that area. And, you know, first reviews of the vehicle by the press and by a lot of our employees here are extremely positive. And we're expecting to give some serious heartburn to our competition.
Who is the competition?
Well, you know, I think the leaders are BMW and Mercedes and the small luxury sedan market.
All right, so what's going to happen this morning at 10:30?
Well, at 10:30, we've got a host of dignitaries, regional representatives here in the plant helping us celebrate the start of production of the new vehicle. We've got all of our employees are going to be joining us, and it's really a way for us to recognize the contribution of the many you know, talented designers, engineers, and, of course, our own employees here at the plant who are going to be responsible for assembling the new Cadillac ATS.
All right, so is the first one going to roll off the line after the folks speak and you get the festivities started?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. The first one rolls off the line about 10:30. We're going to stop production for the whole plant here. Everybody will congregate around the end of the assembly line, and you know, we'll pay tribute to all the folks here in the plant, the folks outside of the plant that have helped us build this great car, and also thank all the local dignitaries here who have helped us along the way to be successful.
All right, give me a couple of feature details for the 2013 Cadillac ATS. Will it be fast? Will it be sporty? Tell us about it.
I'll tell you, I've been driving one, and I am really, really impressed. You know, I've read all the articles on the car, and everybody that, you know, I mean, I'm not a race driver, but the folks that do it as a business, I really can't stop raving about how well this car handles. It's nimble, it's quick. I mean, even with a four-cylinder turbo that, you know, I've been driving here the last few days, it really is a really interesting car to drive. And I'll tell you, we are really going to impress. Anybody that sits in that car and drives it for a few hours will be really impressed.
How many of these vehicles will you build?
That's a good question. That's a good question. We don't know. You know, we're going to match whatever market demand is, but obviously we're prepared to build a lot of them.
How many shifts and workers will be employed?
Well, we've got two shifts working on the product. You know, we've added another 600 employees just recently, so we've got a total of about 1,600 people here in Lansing Grand River Assembly working on these products.
Tony, what does this mean for GM?
Well, you know, again, we've had a string of real good product launches. You know, if you look at the Malibu as an example, another recent one that's done extremely well. The XTS is the other larger Cadillac is also doing really well in the showrooms. So really, we just continue to produce great cars, and we know if we keep building great cars, we'll get lots of customers. You know, we just got to keep making sure that we're doing the right things.
What does this mean for Lansing?
Well, you know, adding 600 employees is a good thing for us. It's a good thing for the community. I mean, we've invested, you know, over $190 million in bringing this product here. So every time you do that, you're helping the community. And you know, we're proud to be part of the Lansing region, and we hope to continue in that success.
Are there any back orders?
Well, you know, I don't know at this point if there's back orders. We really haven't started selling the vehicle at dealerships yet. It's only after we start to get a certain, you know, a certain flow of vehicles into the system will they start to take orders. So at this point, I expect we're going to get a high demand based on all the press, you know, I've been reading. But I guess at this point, I can't say that we have back orders.
Tony, as you've been driving this vehicle around, what are you looking for?
Obviously, nowadays people want performance, but they also want fuel economy. And I think in this combination, you know, we've worked hard to make this vehicle lightweight. It's got a great balance. It's got a 50-50 balance. It's a rear-wheel drive vehicle. It's available with all-wheel drive. And so it really gives you, you know, great fuel economy, which is going to be in the 30s and with the four-cylinder combinations. You know, the performance is really outstanding, and it handles really well. I mean, and those are the things we're looking for. And for a compact vehicle, it really is roomy.
Tony, what do you tell that person who would like to buy it, but they're thinking, well, I got to give them a year or two to work the bugs out?
Well, I tell you, that's certainly not the case. I mean, maybe 10, 15 years ago, that was the issue. But you look at nowadays, and you know, we're just basically able to take a vehicle off the line, you know, put it into our employees' hands. And we've been doing that for some of our test vehicles. And they just drive it right off the line and take it home to their family and friends. And we're very proud of the quality we're building. And we think we're among the best in the world. So that's not really an issue nowadays.
2013 Cadillac ATS launches at the Lansing Grand River Assembly Plant. The first Cadillac ATS is available for retail. It'll come off the production line at the plant at about 10:30. Tony, I've been to some of these launches, and it's pretty cool. And when you see the employees, you could tell that they really get excited about this.
Yeah, they obviously are. I mean, that's why we're taking the time out here to shut the plant down for about an hour to have everybody give everybody an opportunity to take part in the festivities. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of pride in the plant. You know, you can't help but be proud when you look at the vehicle, and we see that every day as our employees are taking these cars home to their family and friends. I mean, you know, these cars come back to us in pristine condition, like as if they've been shined, you know, with a toothbrush and a nice soft cloth. So obviously the people are very proud of the product, and you can see it in their workmanship, you can see it in their quality of the product, and you can see the way they're taking care of these cars, even when they take them on their own at home.
And Tony, WILS News Director Rich Hurl will be covering this event live, and we'll be talking about this on our news all day long. We appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.